This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a huge scandal that we actually don't care about. We're going to discuss that tonight. The Trump assassination attempt was for money? Maybe. I don't know. We have Kingsley Wilson, Caitlin Sinclair. What a night tonight on I'm Right. The human mind, the human soul, is fascinating to me. And the way human beings can be conditioned is fascinating to me. I'm going to go ahead and spoil this for you. This is going to lead me to the CR, the continuing resolution passed by the House of Representatives. Really, really important stuff, but just bear with me a moment. Have you ever, if you're a dude, you've definitely done this, but have you ever tried to put yourself in the shoes of a person in a story? Maybe you're reading a book or watching a documentary that's going through something terrible. I'll make this about me from this weekend because I was watching a World War II documentary. I know I'm an old man, and it was talking about prisoners of war. It didn't matter where it was, but prisoners of war. And this one guy was a prisoner of war and terribly mistreated for 3 years. 3 years. 3 years of beatings, malnutrition. And I was sitting there. I was eating a pizza. We had ordered pizza. I'm sitting there in the air conditioning. I'm eating a pizza, drinking a little ice water, because I have an ice machine. I have unlimited ice. I don't know if I've told you that. And I'm watching the story of a man who was ritually abused for 3 years. And I found myself doing this, saying to myself, how do you go on? Every day, I'm sitting here with everything. I have a pizza, an air conditioning, a comfortable chair. And this dude's living in hell every day. Every night when he goes to sleep, he didn't have a bed or anything, obviously, he just slept on the ground, but every night he goes to sleep in hell, and he wakes up in hell. How do you go on? And the truth is this. We human beings, for better and for worse, are adaptable. They were interviewing the guy. See, he had lived, gone on to live a happy life. And he talked about how horrible it was, but he said, you know, the beatings weren't that bad. Eventually, you get used to them. He said something, I'm paraphrasing. Eventually, you get used to them. Oh, yeah, just get used to them grabbing you and beating you. Well, all of us are adaptable in that way. And that adaptability that we are made with, God made us with that, it can be a great tool for us. If you're a prisoner of war, for example, it's a great tool. If you're a citizen who's being ritually abused by your government, it can be so, so terrible. There is a huge scandal going on right now, enormous, life-changing scandal that is affecting you, will affect you further, will affect your children and their children after them. And this scandal is being treated like a little side item, if anything at all. Oh, I know we're all talking about the presidential race, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, assassination attempts. All these things are important and big. But the reason you can't afford eggs anymore is because the United States government is spending far more money than it takes in. Did you know that? That's why you can't afford eggs. That's why there's a chance if you don't already own a home, you never will. That's why you're watching the quality of your life disappear, the jobs market. That's why. It's the government spending that's doing that to you. You know that, right? And right now, Congress is about to pass another CR. And so let's go to the conditioning, the adaptability of us and how it kills us. Before we even dive into the SAVE Act, it's not in there, should have been in there, we said it was, before we even dive into that at all. You understand that a CR, a continuing resolution, just that, no matter what's in it, SAVE Act, no SAVE Act, cuts, not cut, whatever, just that, that is a scandal. That is not only a scandal, it is pretty much a crime that is being perpetrated against you. That's a big word, I almost screwed that up. Perpetrated against you by the United States government. The United States government, specifically the United States House of Representatives, they are constitutionally mandated to come up with a budget. They are. They have to have an open debate where every year, I know this sounds insane because we are so adaptable, we've been so conditioned to the daily beatings, we don't accept this, but they're supposed to have a debate. Every year, every other year, pick your time, where they, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everyone, on the news, so you can sit there and watch it on your phone. They're supposed to have an open, honest debate about how they're spending your money. They take money out of every single paycheck of yours. Where are they going to spend it? Where are they going to cut? Where are they going to prioritize? They're supposed to have an open, honest debate on it and then vote on it. And the reason they're supposed to do that is so you, the American citizen, can hold them to account. No, I don't like that. You shouldn't be funding that. Why didn't you fund this? Everyone, Democrats and Republicans, should be having an open debate, an accounting, if you will, a public accounting of where they spend your money. But for years now, they've got a nice little scam going, you see. The continuing resolution they pass all the time, that was for emergencies and only emergencies, the most dire emergencies. That's what the CR is supposed to be for. We're in the middle of World War III. Cities are burning. Missiles are flying. We don't have time for 2-3 months of a budget argument. We just pass a resolution. We're trying to survive. That's what a continuing resolution is for. It's not for peacetime, where we are now, that any continuing resolution at all gets passed by anyone, either side, in and of itself is a huge scandal, and it's the reason you can't afford eggs. It's actually not Kamala Harris. We love to dumb everything down now that it's a presidential year. As long as we get rid of the Democrats out of the White House and elect our own personal king, then inflation will magically disappear like a vapor on a windy day. But that's not how it works at all. Inflation remains as long as Congress keeps spending. And Congress keeps spending with continuing resolutions. And that in and of itself is a scandal. And we don't treat it as one. We've been so beaten down by these endless CRs that now they pass. Well, whatever. Oh, and another thing. Our evil government, this criminal organization known as the United States government, all the abuse they have done to you, Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, turning into a secret state police agency, taking down Republican after Republican, running guard for Democrat after Democrat, all the evil government institutions that are currently tearing through this country like a blowtorch through butter, every single one of them now fully funded because of a continuing resolution. Again, I want to come back to, we're in the middle of a presidential year. If we get 4 more years of Kamala Harris, it's the end of the world. 4 more years of Donald Trump, though, we'll clean that up. You know how much will be cleaned up if Congress continues to fund all these evil agencies? You know how much? Zero. None. Zip. Zilch. The big scandals happen right in front of us, right under our nose. And we're so focused on the shiny object. We've been so beaten down, so conditioned, prisoners of war for so long, that now the huge scandals that really tear apart our lives, they're not even treated as such. I know you already knew about it. I bet you your normie neighbor with the Trump sign in the yard, I bet you he doesn't care about the CR at all. And that brings me, of course, to the SAVE Act. That's supposed to be the scandal here. The SAVE Act was that act. It was supposed to be attached to the CR. What was it? It essentially said that illegals can't vote in national elections. And we can go down this rabbit hole of attach it or don't attach it. Obviously, I don't want illegals to vote in elections. But if they had attached it to the CR, that would have been fine because you would have made Democrats have to make a political vote. But it wouldn't have changed anything in this election. There wouldn't have been time to implement anything. So, yeah, I'm pro SAVE Act, but attach it, don't attach it. The SAVE Act being there or not being there is not the scandal. The scandal is the CR itself. Oh, and allow me to put a little cherry on top of that sundae of government corruption we just built for you here. The worst is yet to come. There's an omnibus bill coming. An omnibus bill. They love using those words. What's that mean? Omnibus. Omnibus bill. Everyone uses that word. What's it mean? Well, it means a bunch of different subjects packaged into one bill. Obviously, it's not a thing that should even exist. Every bill should be short, small, easily readable in one subject. But because, again, the United States government is a criminal organization who doesn't want to be held to account for the terrible votes they make, for the terrible abuses of your money they do, because that's the kind of country we live in now. Instead, here, I would guess about December, to see, yep, about October, about December, they're going to roll out another $1 trillion-plus omnibus bill after the election. They will. Republicans will join with Democrats to pass it in a lame duck Congress. And while you can't afford rent, you can't afford eggs, you can't find a job out there, Republicans and Democrats will once again join together to spend $1 trillion of your money we don't have to hand out to their various special interests to guarantee they can continue to get elected without end. The true scandals happen in front of us right under our nose, but we've been so beaten down and conditioned, we don't even think about those anymore. Maybe we need to start thinking about them again. Now, I was about to do that. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention this story from today. The would-be Trump assassin, he penned a letter. Random, crazy person, commie gobbledygook, don't worry about it. He penned a letter, and in this letter, he talked about how he will pay somebody a large sum of money to kill Donald Trump. Now, that obviously is evil, it's terrible, it's wrong, but the question's being thrown around a lot out there today. Why would the DOJ publish that letter? I can remember tranny killer after tranny killer after lib nut job having their manifestos kept hidden, always to protect them, of course. So why in the world would the United States government publish a letter that essentially puts a bounty on the head of Donald Trump? Why would they do that? You know why they do that. Let's not play kid games here. The system kills. Corrupt governments kill. Criminal organizations kill to protect themselves, and don't think the United States government is any different. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Kingsley Wilson is going to join us in a moment and talk about that. You know what I get to do tonight? Actually, like 45 minutes from now, as soon as I pop this earpiece out of my ear, I get to go have dinner with Pure Talk and a genuine American hero, a Medal of Honor winner. He's partnered with Pure Talk, you see, and we're going to go discuss how to help veterans. While AT&T, T-Mobile, while Verizon, while these organizations are taking your money and using it to abuse you, Pure Talk's out there trying to figure out how to get veterans back into the world, get them health care, get them the help if they need it, get them jobs. That's what Pure Talk worries about. Their CEO is a veteran. That's my cell phone company. What's yours? Switch. PureTalk.com/JesseTV is where you go to switch. All right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry. That was Dome, the would-be president. She's the presidential hopeful chanting down with deportation. And it makes me snicker something fierce, because Dome, you know, she doesn't have any real beliefs. Her beliefs are whatever the crowd or interviewer wants her to have at any given moment, because she doesn't have a soul of any kind. It's just whatever she thinks she's supposed to say. And now it's burning her, because in her entire career, she's grown up as this California communist who just has chanted or said whatever the crowd wants her to say. Now it's getting her in trouble. Joining me now, Kingsley Wilson, the digital media manager for the Center for Renewing America. Kingsley, it gives me the snickers terribly watching how much this woman's mouth has walked her into trouble repeatedly.
Me too. I'm with you, Jesse. Thanks for having me. And I just have to say, you know, I totally agree with you. This is someone who always goes with the whims of the crowd, and she has always bent the knee to the most radical and fringe elements of her party. We have seen that throughout her career. I mean, she didn't even put forth any sort of policy agenda for days and weeks and then months until the Trump campaign pressured her to do so. This is someone who doesn't have any beliefs, who simply just wants to kowtow to, you know, AOC's vision of the Democrat Party. And she has continually put illegals before American citizens, right? We have seen this throughout her career. She was supposed to be the border czar. 20 million illegal immigrants, at least, that we know about, have come into the United States and just created chaos and destruction across American communities under her watch. She's giving them free phones, free health care in many instances, you know, free cars. We see them crashing those cars in Springfield, Ohio, right? This is an unsustainable policy and track that she has put the United States of America on. We cannot have another 4 years of her leadership, because we know Joe Biden's asleep at the wheel, right? He is totally not there cognitively. Kamala Harris is the one who owns his policy record.
So speaking of no policy positions, I did see that we're now issuing travel alerts to Haiti. If you travel there, you might be murdered and raped. So that's a very, very lovely place. We're, of course, importing those people here in mass, completely remaking America's Midwestern towns. It's more than just Springfield, Ohio. My question, Kingsley, is, do the American people, do a high enough percentage of American people care enough to vote that kind of stuff out? Or are we so dumbed down and demoralized that we can't overcome that?
I think average voters care. I think the mainstream media is trying to, you know, quell our suspicions and our anger, and they're calling us, you know, xenophobes and bigots to shut us up. But the reality is that the Americans on the ground in places like Springfield, Ohio, are having to deal with Kamala Harris's feckless border policy, right? We're seeing geese going missing in the parks, reports of people's pets missing, rises in disease. We're seeing, you know, car crashes, as I mentioned earlier. These towns are living in utter chaos. And for the Biden administration to, you know, call these people names and call them right-wing conspiracy theorists instead of listen to their concerns is really a slap in the face to the American voter, because at the end of the day, the onus is on our elected representatives to hear the concerns of their citizens and to create communities that are safe. You don't want your daughter to live in Haiti, right? Sadly, the Biden administration is bringing Haiti to you. I mean, if the Dominican Republic, Haiti's next door neighbor, refuses to take any Haitians and deports Haitians regularly, the United States should not be taking a single one of these people. These are people who practice voodoo, who don't believe in the American Constitution, have no idea of our cultural founding. They don't belong here, especially if they're coming here illegally.
Speaking of coming here illegally, the Arizona Supreme Court just ruled that 98,000 people with unconfirmed citizenship can vote. That is quite a thing, Kingsley. Exactly how many illegals are going to be participating in this next election? I'm sure they're not going to be voting for Donald Trump.
Right. I think, you know, those illegal voters often tend to vote with the dead voters, right? They're pretty reliable Democrat stronghold. But I think in all seriousness, we need to be vigilant this election because illegals are going to be casting ballots. We've already seen that in places, as you say, like Arizona. In North Carolina, when you go to register to vote, I encourage everyone to go take a look at the registration form on their state's website. You do not need a social security number. You don't need an ID. You can simply provide a pay stub or a bank account to prove residency. Of course, illegals are able to get both of those things in Joe Biden's America. So illegals are going to be voting in this election. And that is why it is so critical that we pass things like the SAVE Act. We're already starting to see Republicans cave on that when early voting in Pennsylvania, like places, is underway. We are going to be at risk of losing this election. You know, the Democrats love to talk about foreign election interference, right? This is foreign election interference. This is non-citizens who are coming across the border under the Biden-Harris regime, and they are casting votes and subverting the democratic will of the American people. We cannot stand for that. And it's not just a Republican talking point either. You hear that on CNN, on MSNBC, that this is some conspiracy. The Biden DOJ just 2 weeks ago announced that they are prosecuting an illegal woman from Guatemala who voted in the 2016 and 2020 elections in Alabama. So this is not something that doesn't happen. The Biden administration is aware of this, and they are making it easier for illegals to come here and then to vote because, as you've said, reliable Democrat voters.
Yeah, I'm sure this election will be on the up and up. Okay, Kingsley, I understanding that there are families with children watching, and I've done the best I can to avoid this P. Diddy story. I can't believe that's somebody's name, but it is really, really ugly. The music industry has been exposed, just like Hollywood's been exposed, just like so much the finance industry under Epstein's been exposed as a place where some really, really dark, demonic things apparently happen regularly and powerful people are about to be exposed.
I think absolutely, and you're so correct. This is something that we have seen on the Democrat side that they have ignored for decades. This kind of disgusting and degenerate behavior has been going on, and it has been, you know, festering into our culture and our politique, right? And for our kids to watch movies with these sorts of people or to, you know, follow Hollywood stars, I think is something that every parent should be concerned about because we see this kind of disgusting stuff going on behind closed doors. And, you know, Diddy is someone who has been hobnobbing, so to speak, with a lot of Democrat influential people. And they ultimately need to answer for that, right? But of course, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm not going to get my hopes up because even Joe Biden, right, who had a credible accuser in Tara Reid, that was totally swept under the rug. That was totally ignored. Kamala Harris even said that she believed his accusers when she was back on the presidential campaign trail in the last election. Yet, we never hear about that, right? They sweep things under the rug. The hypocrisy is glaring, and they don't want to talk about the criminal behavior, truly criminal behavior that they have going on their side of the aisle. All they want to do is, you know, lecture President Trump and throw false inflammatory accusations at him. But I think the American voter really sees through their lies and sees through the Hollywood kind of agenda. Real people who are real voters and who care about what's happening in their different communities are starting to look for independent media, and they're just done with this Hollywood stuff. So I'm encouraged to see that as an American and as a voter, but I would just encourage everyone, you know, seek different sources of media, whether that's, you know, Daily Wire producing a movie, or, you know, an independent artist producing a new song. We need to be supporting conservative cultural and arts projects, because we cannot continue to support this disgusting degenerate Democrat stuff.
We are getting better at the culture stuff, it seems like, Kingsley, aren't we? I don't know. You're a lot younger and I'm sure much more in tune to it than I am, but it seems like we're getting better.
I think we're absolutely getting better. And I think, you know, we have to remember that art used to be a right-wing thing. It used to be something that we did well, right? The West created some of the most beautiful art in the world, right? Look at the museums in Europe. Look at the architecture. We created orchestras, ballets. That is our cultural heritage. We should not cede that to leftist, satanic, degenerate progressives. So I'm excited to see Republicans and conservatives start to take it back. I think that trend will absolutely continue.
Kingsley, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to dive into Kamala Harris next. Before we get to that, I want to do this. I want to get you the best night's sleep of your life. That's what Dream Powder from Beam will give you, the best night's sleep of your life. And how do you tell when you had a good night's sleep? It's not in the middle of the night. You're asleep, Lord willing. You can tell in the morning. It's when those eyes first open. That's when you know. And normally when you take something to sleep, if I ever take something to sleep my entire life, I wake up and I want to die in the morning. I wish I'd never taken anything. I'm so groggy. Dream Powder, you wake up feeling refreshed because it's all natural stuff. It's a cup of hot chocolate every night. It's not exactly heavy lifting. It's just a cup of hot chocolate. Go. Up to 40% off. Shopbeam.com/Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something good, shall we? Let's talk about the election. Well, I should preface this by saying I think it's good. God forgive me, I'm feeling hopeful about the election results this November, the presidential election results. And I want to make sure I'm clear about that. We focus on the presidential election. I understand that. It's the big one at the top of the ticket, the lights, the celebrities. I get that. There's House races, every one of them. Senate races, big ones, important ones, local races, state, house. Anyway, let's focus on the presidential election. When it comes to Trump versus Kamala Harris, I am hopeful. And I'm not going to point to polls. I can. You know, the polling average looks good for Trump. The polling average for Dome has gone down since the debate. The things, things are looking good. Obviously, you can find a poll that tells you whatever you want to tell you. What I generally trust when it comes to elections is not what they say, and not even what the polls say, not what the campaigns themselves say, and not what the polls say. I trust what they do. What the candidates themselves, what their campaigns are doing, that's the biggest reveal. One of the things you can look at if you want to learn how to do this more in the future, money. Where are they spending money? Where they're spending significant money, that's either a state they know they need to win and or it's a state where they think they're behind. Pennsylvania is a great example of this. Donald Trump, if he sweeps the Sun Belt states, and that is a big if, but if he's able to sweep the Sun Belt states, and he looks like he's up there, then all he needs is Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. Essentially, if Donald Trump sweeps the Sun Belt and wins Pennsylvania, he's going to be president again. Kamala Harris is spending a fortune in Pennsylvania. A fortune. She thinks she's behind. She knows she has to have it. It's a good thing. She's a disaster. And another thing you can tell, what do they do? Well, losers conduct themselves, I don't mean that derisively, people who feel like they're losing, they conduct themselves like they're losing. Look, we'll just do a bunch of football analogies because it's football season. When your team is down by 3 touchdowns at the start of the fourth quarter, your team is going to act like it's down. What's that mean? You're going to see a lot more passing. Probably passes down the field. Why? They have to act like they need to score and score a lot. Kamala Harris wants another debate. Remember the first debate? When they rigged the entire thing, the moderators jumped in. We now have a whistleblower accusing ABC of leaking the questions. It could not have been set up more to make Dome look good and make Trump look bad. Didn't go that great. But Harris's poll numbers didn't get better after. They went down, down, down. Now they're panicking. Now she's out there saying she'd like another debate with the former vice president.
Heard I would like another debate, so I'm hoping the former vice president will agree to that. But we have a lot more to discuss.
Yeah. And she's drowning for a really funny reason. It's actually a little bit disheartening, the reason, but whatever, drowning is drowning. She's drowning because she doesn't have any personality or belief system, and it comes out of her. I'll tell you this. This is just the theory I have. I have no way of proving this. I won't know this is true until I get to heaven and ask God about it. But I believe that running for office, well, whenever you run for office, that it takes something out of you. Because unless you're completely genuine, and very few people are ever completely genuine when you run for office, you are faking it. You're pretending on some level to be something you're not. And this is what I believe. I believe if you do that for long enough, if you pretend to be something you're not for long enough, enough times, that you will eventually be nothing, meaning you will have no more genuine self anymore. You have lied about it, faked it, covered it up for so long that now you are just an empty, soulless vessel for whatever newest talking point is out there. And this has been a theory I've had for quite some time. And maybe she's such an extreme example, I shouldn't use her, but watching Kamala Harris sit down with Oprah and try to describe what it is to be an American, I'm looking at it through the lens of that theory. And tell me my theory doesn't hold weight when you look at this human being.
We are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be. And we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism is to fight for the ideals of who we are.
What does that even mean? What does any of that mean? Well, it doesn't mean anything. Why does this happen all the time with her? How many clips like that? We could have spent the entire hour of the show tonight playing you clips like that of Dome speaking and not saying anything with these meaningless cliche phrases that sound like they're from some recently divorced single woman on Instagram. Why? Why? Because I say that Kamala Harris has run for office for so long, she has faked, she's famous for this, faking whatever she has to fake in order to get ahead, that she has faked who she is, what she believes for so long, that if you could open her up and look at her soul, which you cannot do, so don't try, but if you could open her up and look at her soul, what you would see there would be something that's not even a human being anymore. I believe that anything genuine or real inside of her has been so poisoned and covered up that it's gone now. And when she even attempts to be that person, it comes out as so awkward and weird. Here was Dome talking about shooting somebody.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that. But my staff will deal with that later. Yeah.
It's just awkward. Of course they came out right away. She was joking right away. Of course they did. And she's ducking. She'll go sit down with Oprah. She's the first candidate since 2016 to not do the Al Smith dinner. You know why she's not doing the Al Smith dinner? Remember when Trump did it? You think Dome could do this?
Governor Cuomo, a great senator. Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know. Hillary accidentally bumped into me. And she very civilly said, pardon me. And I very politely replied, let me talk to you about that after I get into office. You know, the president told me to stop whining. But I really have to say, the media is even more biased this year than ever before. Ever. You want the proof? Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case. And I don't get it. I don't know why.
Pretty good. Anyway, let's talk about the election. Blocking and tackling. Are we doing any of it? Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we talk about when it comes to elections all the time? How do you win elections? Well, it's not the sexy things, right? It's football season. We all love football season, and we all love the wide receiver who runs a 4.3 40 and hurdles 19 people on the way to the end zone. He doesn't do that without a bunch of big fat maulers blocking people in the trenches. Football is about blocking and tackling. Elections are not about TV commercials for the most part. It's about blocking and tackling. Chasing down ballots, get out the vote, knocking on doors, blocking and tackling. Turning Point Action does blocking and tackling. That's why we're about to talk to Caitlin Sinclair, official spokeswoman for Turning Point Action. Okay, Caitlin, obviously communists do this well. They're very, very good at blocking and tackling, getting out the vote and all that crap. We have historically been awful at it, but it feels like we're getting better, are we?
Well, if we're not referring to the football analogy anymore, as long as we're not the New York Jets, I think we're doing pretty well here. So Democrats, notorious at the game of early voting, Jesse, of doing the grassroots stuff, the groundwork, actually knocking on doors, encouraging early voting. So, yes, we're trying to beat them at their own game. We're making this a too big to rig operation and targeting low propensity voters. So for your viewers, the question is, what does that mean? Low propensity voters in this country, if you look at the numbers, the percentages are actually largely Trump supporters. So these voters are already Donald Trump supporters. They're just not likely to get out and vote. They haven't voted in the last two elections. They don't believe in the election system. So what we're doing at Turning Point Action is changing that narrative, having the conversation, explaining to people that their vote does count. We need to beat the Democrats at their own game, at their end game here. Early voting matters, getting out to vote, making sure you're even registering that one friend. Register your ex-boyfriend. I don't care who it is. Make it happen. Talk to your community and let's win this. Again, too big to rig. That's the mission here.
Yes, I'm sure there are a bunch of girls excited to talk to their ex-boyfriend. Caitlin, You talk to these people a lot, and I realize that you're a political person like I am, so maybe neither of us can understand this, but you mentioned there are registered Republicans who didn't vote in the last election or last couple elections. That's insane to me. I could not imagine just, oh, no, I'm too busy that day. Why? I realize everyone has their own story, but why haven't they turned out to vote? What are they doing?
You know what, Jesse? I think we're in a day and age now where it's easier to complain on social media, right? These Twitter wars are happening. It's easier to post a TikTok or a tweet complaining about the issues. And what we say, what Charlie and the team always says, is we can't engage in the Twitter wars if you did nothing to save this country. Donald Trump wants to save us. He will save you, but you need to save him first. And what does that mean? That means getting out to vote. And you can have the Twitter wars, you can complain, but do it after November 5th and do it after you actually put that piece of paper in the ballot box.
I know Turning Point is deep in Arizona, and I'm glad, being as how they just ruled 98,000 non-citizens are probably going to be voting in the election, and now abortions on the ballot. That was, of course, done by Democrats to turn out the vote for them this November. How's Arizona looking, Caitlin? Because this is a Sun Belt state. Donald Trump has to win before we get to the Rust Belt.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd have to refer to my team that does the amazing numbers and statistics and polls there. But look, the Democrats want us to believe that this is a election about gender. It's an election about one single issue. But you and I both know, and what I really hope is that the females, my contemporaries and my peers here, are not silly enough to vote on a single issue. And they're not going to vote based off gender and based solely off the one issue of abortion, which is, of course, what they focused on. And of course, what they're focusing on here in the state of Arizona, because too much is at stake. And that's the only risky thing I would say, where you have female voters in the state of Arizona and across this country right now that are falling for the trap of thinking that this is an election about gender, thinking that if they vote for a woman who can't even define them, by the way, that she will somehow save us females, save our productive reproductive rights. I don't think so. So I really call on my fellow females there to look at the issues at hand, look at what this country is going into. And this is an election about so much more. This is an election about putting our country first, finding love of country again, putting faith in God back as centerpieces in our community. What about the family unit? I mean, this is a party where Kamala Harris belongs to, the Democratic Party, that doesn't even want females to reproduce. They want females to go into the workforce, work a 9-to-5 job. They don't want us to get married. They don't want us to start families. So what reproductive rights, girls? What are we talking about here? And you're not only seeing that in the state of Arizona. Of course, that's the focus that we're talking about right now, but you're seeing that across the country. So I really hope the females are not looking at this as an election based off gender or a single issue, because there's way too much at stake right now.
Caitlin, have young women been poisoned against the idea of families, of starting a family, of having kids? You see it culturally everywhere. Is it been effective? Do the 20-year-olds, I don't know how old you are, but do the 20-year-olds you hang out with, do they speak in not so nice terms about starting a family?
You know what? I will say on the record, Jesse, I am in my 20s. And I can say, yes, I was actually a victim of the whole boss culture. I was, because there is this notion and narrative that's being pushed out there that you need to, in order to be successful, dedicate your life to a career. There's no time for family. There's no time to focus on that. And also look at this generation, right? We've replaced everything with such quick and easy fixes. We've replaced real relationships with porn and social media. We've replaced eating healthy and good food with junk food and vapes. This is an election that comes down to the core principles that this country was founded on and getting back to all of that. And I think it's the men in this country. We're leaving it up to the fraternity brothers, so God bless them, but it's the men in this country that realize that more than the females out there. And I do think the females have fallen victim to this boss culture of not wanting to start a family. You look at someone like a Chelsea Handler, who brags every day how she gets to wake up at noon and has nothing to do, no one to take care of, and no responsibilities. And that is such a dangerous message to send young women. It's a very dangerous rhetoric. And unfortunately, it is being pushed. And I think a lot of women are falling for it. So God bless, again, those fraternity brothers in this country, because we're really counting on you.
Yeah, we're banking on the frat bros. Caitlin, the RFK, you know, Nicole Shanahan, I had a chance last week, sat down with Nicole for a little while backstage at this thing we were doing, but she's really hot on this health thing and the RFK Jr. He's hot on the big pharma stuff. I am curious, do they move the needle at all for Trump? They're clearly all in. I would say more against Kamala Harris than Trump. They are really not right. Fans of the Democrat Party. But do they move the needle? Do they help? I know they don't hurt, but do they help in any significant way?
So I love this question, piggybacking off what we were just talking about, Jesse, because, you know, everyone's been talking about this gender gap right now, the gender divide that exists between these two candidates. And I'm just going to say this because it's my opinion. I don't know who agrees, but the way I think we bridge that gap a bit is this exact topic, is make America healthy again. MAHA, you want to attract young females, you want to attract young mothers. Make America healthy again is focusing on that is how we're going to do that. I think absolutely this helps Trump now. Listen, in my opinion, my generation that's been set up for complete failure, no chance at the American dream. Not only are they poisoning women's minds, Jesse, like you just alluded to before, they're poisoning our bodies with birth control, with poison in our tap water, in our food. So you attract the young women by focusing on this topic, and there is no MAGA without MAHA. So I think it definitely helps.
I like it. Caitlin, come back soon. Appreciate it. All right. We have Light in the Mood. Next.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is time to lighten the mood. And maybe you remember a little bet I had with my friend Buck Sexton, who you, of course, know. The bet was simply, I said for the longest time, I was kind of first on this, not to brag, but I said Joe Biden would not be allowed to run again. I had said this for a couple years. They're not going to let him run again. He's too far gone. And Buck disagreed with me. And we made a bet on it. The bet was, Buck has to buy me Red Lobster if Biden drops out. And of course, Biden dropped out. Well, maybe you didn't know that Buck had a very similar bet with his co-host, my friend, our friend, Clay Travis. Only Clay didn't want to go to Red Lobster because it's Clay. He wanted to go to some fancy steakhouse. And as much as I hate to give Clay credit for anything, Clay not only made Buck buy him a steak dinner, he apparently decided he was going to make this as loud and obnoxious as possible. I don't know if I'm going to be able to match that. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.